With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It has been just over a week since Nancy Guthrie was abducted from her Tucson area home, and the search for the 84-year-old goes on. Over the weekend, NBC Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie made another appeal to the kidnappers for her mother's release.
We received your message, and we understand. We beg you now to return our mother to us so that we can celebrate with her. This is the only way we will have peace. This is very valuable to us, and we will pay.
We will pay, a reference to the ransom demand purportedly issued by the kidnappers. Conservative Japanese Prime Minister Takeichi's governing party has secured a two-thirds supermajority in parliamentary elections in Japan. It's 20 years in prison for a former Hong Kong media tycoon. A fierce critic of communist China, Jimmy Lai, was prosecuted under a Beijing-imposed national security law. The BBC's Danny Vincent is in Hong Kong.
He's been held in prison for 5 years already. He's 78 years old. His family say that his mind is strong. He's still very strong. He's a very, very religious man. He's got a lot of faith. But they say that his body is breaking down. Of course, the authorities say that Jimmy Lai has adequate care. His family and his supporters worry that essentially a 20-year sentence is effectively a life sentence for Jimmy.
The Seattle Seahawks are Super Bowl champs for the second time in franchise history. 29-13 win over the New England Patriots in Sunday's Super Bowl 60. President Trump didn't think much of the Spanish-language halftime show led by a Puerto Rican rapper. Mr. Trump says it was, in his opinion, terrible. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. This is SRN News. President Trump is planning a day of prayer.
He says he will, quote, rededicate America as one nation under God during an event on the National Mall on May the 17th. The gathering, which the president says will involve people from all over the nation, will be part of the 250th anniversary celebrations of America's founding. It's being promoted as part of the White House's America Prays initiative. Details are being worked out, but the gathering is expected to include faith leaders and government officials. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom groups are cheering new legislation that would keep foreign officials who participate in persecution from visiting the U.S. The Banning Perpetrators of Religious Persecution Act was introduced by Republican Senators James Lankford of Oklahoma and Ted Budd of North Carolina. Sean Wright, president of International Christian Concern, says this legislation sends a powerful message that the United States stands firmly on the side of religious liberty and human dignity. This is SRN News. An Olympic race of yesteryear wipes out on the slopes. It was a painful thing to watch.
Skier Lindsey Vonn airlifted off the slopes at the Olympics in Italy after crashing Sunday, the crowd gasping. The hospital says she had to have surgery to stabilize a fracture in her left leg. In January, the 41-year-old tore her ACL in her left knee. A U.S. ski team doctor says she will be okay, but it will be a process. Within moments of the start of the race, Vonn lost control, clipping a gate with her right shoulder and pinwheeling down the slope, ending up on her back, her skis crisscrossed below her, screaming in pain. Teammate Breezy Johnson went on to win gold in the women's downhill after Vonn did it 16 years ago. I'm Julie Walker.
The Melania Trump documentary, Melania, added some 300 movie theaters over the weekend in its second weekend of release, $2.4 million worth of ticket sales. SRNNews.com.